I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. They were just teenagers and on their way to summer camp halfway around the world. Wang Linjia and Ye Mengyuan. They were on the Asiana plane that crashed at San Francisco Airport last weekend. They were the two passengers who died. For any parent who's anxiously dropped off kids at camp, it's gut-wrenching. Wang and Ye were just two of thousands of Chinese students headed abroad each year to go to summer camps here in the U.S. Steve Haynes directs Horizons USA, an immersion summer camp for foreign students. It's just outside Philadelphia. Steve, what went through your mind when you heard about the airliner crash this weekend and the deaths of these two Chinese students?
I was thinking, you know, most of the families in China with the one-child policy, I immediately thought that somebody, you know, just lost their only child. And I'm a father of four girls and a son. And, you know, my heart sank really in grief for those families, knowing what they're just being faced with.
Now, those two girls were headed to a summer camp in California, which I guess speaks to how far and wide these campers go in the U.S. Apparently, upwards around 60,000 Chinese students come to summer camps in the U.S. each year. That seems big, is it?
It is that big. And over the last 10 years, that number has consistently grown almost exponentially. You know, China has a growing middle class, and there are also one of the fastest growing portions of China due to their booming economy, obviously, are the upper class. But we also have Chinese parents who, you know, you have two sets of grandparents, you have a set of parents who are really directing their resources towards that one child. And so there are a lot of hardworking people who, again, are pooling these resources to provide opportunities like this for their kids. And it's not just the lure of they're going to America. They are looking for opportunities to give their kids the greatest advantage in with American culture, with American language, and for academic future.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, is the American summer camp for Chinese kids kind of the first stop on the tour of, you know, Harvard, Princeton, and Yale?
Yeah, and it's funny that you mentioned that because there is a lot of pressure for the Chinese kids to score very well, to be among the best in their class, because many, not all, but many Chinese parents want that for their kids. They want them to go to Yale, to Harvard, to Princeton, or to any number of the good schools. And they have that pressure really at a young age, honestly.
There's been a lot of buzz on the internet in China about Wang and Ye, especially regarding their wealth. So, I mean, is it upsetting for probably the vast majority of Chinese who can't afford to send one or more kids to camp in the U.S.?
I know I have parents, Chinese parents, who are extremely wealthy and who are making this possible. But I also have plenty who are hardworking, you know, who are really making sacrifices to provide this opportunity.
So what happens at your camp is Horizons USA? What's the program at an immersion summer camp? What do you do there?
Our programs provide an opportunity for kids really to strengthen their conversational language skills. And I believe that immersion is the best way to do it in any language, not just, you know, English. Programs like ours have the most benefit for international kids.
So you're not tying knots there. You're prepping them for college. Tell me, please, that you guys eat s'mores at least once during the camp session.
I got to tell you a funny story. So a number of years ago, I had a boy here, and it was his birthday. And so we celebrated. I had a cookout at my house, took him to my house. We did a campfire. We made s'mores. He had never eaten a s'more before and taught him how to roast the marshmallow, put it on, et cetera.
Oh, and where was he from?
He was from Shanghai. Mm. So a year later, I went to visit his family, and his mom says, I have to tell you that for Justin's 12th birthday, he wanted to make s'mores. They live in an apartment building, not a single home. So it's a, you know, 19-story apartment building. They went down to the first floor. They got a little fire pit, and they built a fire with permission, and they roasted marshmallows for his birthday because that's what he did here, and he wanted to relive what he did here in the States. You know, I feel good that I taught Justin and his family how to roast marshmallows and make a s'more, and they took that back to China.
That's a great story. Steve Haynes directs Horizons USA, an immersion summer camp for foreign students. Steve, I wish it could have been a joyous occasion to talk about this, but thank you all the same.
Yeah, I agree. And my heart goes out to those families and the rest of the kids in that group, because it wasn't just those two. There are other kids right now that have lost their friends and lost a classmate. So my heart definitely goes out to them, as I'm sure everybody's heart does.
All right. Thank you so much.